I hear music.
Playing music? You mean you've been playing with music instead of bees?
No, I used to play with the Celtic band in the old days. It was fun, too.
In the old
days. A lot more fun than bees.
Oh.
Who bite.
Nothing
and die on you and go to the neighbor's apiary instead of staying put. Bees are a pain.
Uh-oh, girls. Oh, listen to this. Oh, she said bees are a pain, Jeff.
Well. They might literally be. Take them out. Take them out.
Okay, Jeff.
Down, girls. Down, down.
She didn't really mean it, right?
Yeah, no. That's right. She didn't mean it. I know you're thirsty. We know you're hot.
Oh, and they keep getting hassled by the wasps and the yellow jackets.
Oh, yes. It's terrible this year. Boy,
I noticed that.
It is
that
really,
the bees...
really bad. Yeah.
Okay, come on, girls. Out. I never noticed that until in my own raspberry patch how the wasps were hassling the bees.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
They were dive bombing them.
Right. Now you understand. Last spring, I had a little bit of sympathy for Anne and her admiration of yellow jackets, but past July, I have no love for the little boogers.
Well, I can't argue with you there.
Let me just make sure everybody knows what we're doing here in the living room on Cal's.
What are we doing here?
Cal's Community Radio. We are in the living room.
Talking about killing yellow jackets.
We have Jeff the Bee Guy and Anne the Master Gardener.
Murderer.
And me. I'm Laura, and I am your hostess with, I used to think the mostest, but I may be the leastest at this point. So let's talk bees and yellow jackets.
Yes. Oh, it is miserable. I have been just looking for any way possible to get rid of as many as I can, and it's a losing battle. They are really bad this year.
I'm holding my finger. They keep coming back for more. They bite you, then they sting you, and then they bite you, and then they sting you. And
Jackie got stung on the end of her finger, and boy, she was in misery for about a day and a half over that one. So, definitely. So, what can we do? Well, I know what I do. I kill them left and right. But for those of you who don't have
He has gloves on his hands when he's
call the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District. They are in Cotati, and you can reach them Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at 1-800-231-3236 or 707-285-2200. There's no charge, folks. Get rid of those yellow jackets.
And one
the ground dwellers, the roof dwellers, not the end of the roof edge dwellers. They don't do those.
Well, one of the things that I really appreciate about the vector control folks is they came out and whenever you call them, they come and check about mosquitoes.
Yes.
And we have a pond, so they check. And there's no cost when I ask, how much is that? Oh, nothing. Our tax dollars
work. Our tax dollars at work. Let's
always remember that. They toss in little mosquito fish. They mysteriously appear. Poof.
Yep. Gambusia. There they are. And so if you listeners are interested in eradicating pests that are not doing anybody any good that I can figure out, like the ground dwelling, the wasps and the yellow jackets and mosquitoes.
There'll always be more next year. Don't worry, folks.
Yeah. Give a call to Vector Control. If you're driving, don't be unsafe. Just remember Vector Control.
When you get home and go to www.msmosquito.com. That's Marin Sonoma Mosquito.com. So easy to find, folks, easy to get a hold of, easy to get rid of.
Thank you. So how many stings we got this week?
I've only got about four or five this week. I've really been lucky. The girls have just been staying inside most of the time. I've done some combining of some weaker colonies. But the main thing is we are finally back up on our honey. We ran into a double shortage. Jackie made me go to work and get a lot of honey extracted. And once I got it extracted, then she turned around and she said, I ran out of bottles too.
Oh, no.
So we're back up on bottles. Our blackberry chocolate is back. Our famous Dijon mustard's back.
You're selling it?
Oh, yeah.
You're selling the honey Dijon?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The stuff that I didn't think you were selling.
Well, we do and we don't sell it. Depends on how you ask. You ask nice, I'll sell it.
I'm going
to
say please, pretty please, because we are doing this on air. Jeff and Jackie have some of the best mustard in the world.
Yep.
It's not just Sonoma County.
Yep. And it really is good. And right next to us, if anybody wants to try some really nice ketchup, the Rainbow Farm has a really nice homemade ketchup that they make.
Oh, Nan has ketchup.
Nan has a really nice ketchup.
You know, I don't know that I've ever never bought anything in the market that wasn't terrific.
I know. It's really great.
The Occidental Market.
Yep. It is. And I now have a Facebook page where we list our Bloomfield Bees honey. And I've been listing our Occidental Market as one of my favorites on our Facebook page because it
like
is so
it.
Much fun.
We like it.
Yeah. We had the Hubbub Band a few weeks back, and I got a little short video of them.
They all came into the studio.
How could you? There's not enough room in here.
Well, they were playing at the corner by the Bohemian Market, and I knew Arnaldo had wanted them to come in, so they had finished a song, and they started When the Saints Go Marching In. And I said, come on, and they just started following me, and there were maybe 20 people in here. It was unprecedented.
Yes, and I know.
And they were all playing.
I know.
It was pretty wonderful. So, let us have some promo information of how people can find you. We'll let you get back out to the market.
Well, our favorite place is, of course, at the Occidental Farmers Market, which runs all the way through the end of October. And folks, don't forget to come to the Halloween party. We have a great party here.
Absolutely.
But past that, we're still doing Petaluma on Saturdays at their Farmers Market. And then Sunday, we're in Sebastopol. But past those, you can always get us at the web, www.bloomfieldbeeshoney.com, or you can find us at our farm stand, 1295 Bloomfield Road, and of course, our favorite radio station, Cows Radio, 107.3, and of course, on the web at www.kows.fm. Got them all right tonight, didn't I?
You got it so right. In fact, I am so happy. I'm going to play something that's called a freilach, and a freilach in Yiddish means happy. It's a happy tune.
Oh, and our girls are happy.
And yes, so this one's going out to all the bees. You don't have to be Jewish to like honey.
That's true.
It might help, but I don't know. So I'm going to play a freilach. We're going to start doing some klezmer music.
See you next week.
Here comes some freilach here on Cows. So dance along, and if you're driving, just tap your feet on, not on the gas, okay? Thanks. Here's a freilach. Albie Cass and Jubilee Klezmer Ensemble.